Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good morning. It is, what's the date today? 12th of October 2022. It's Wednesday. It's me, Ayman Azlan. Thank you for tuning in. I'm in a heavy traffic this morning. It's raining on the highway, so it's super slow. So I'm gonna take my time to talk with you today about a topic that popped up, or in other words, highlighted on my mind this morning as I woke up and went out to work. So it's not gonna be a long episode. I'm just gonna say that off the bat, but it's gonna be one of the most meaningful ones for me, at least personally, because I am in the zone of reflecting on the value of my own marriage. So hence why you see me speaking very, very slowly, because as I'm speaking, I'm reflecting. So that might explain the pace of my speech today. So I've been married to my wife for close to 9 years now. So we're approaching a decade. Alhamdulillah. It's been a roller coaster of a ride. But then moving our decision to move to KL for 6 months for this training. If you don't know, then you can refer to previous episodes where I talked about it, or on Instagram or whatnot. I talked about it on multiple occasions. Basically, we're here for a 6 months training to open a school, which is tough because we basically have to uproot the entire family, leaving behind our house, leaving behind a lot of things to come here. And that has taken a toll on the family, basically, right? So I'm reflecting upon this and understanding, you know, how supportive my wife is, how we are carrying the burden together as best as we could. And then I remember this video. I mean, I've watched multiple videos which basically alluded to the same thing, that you don't want, or at least at the end of the day, you realize that you don't want the shortcut or the easy road, you know. What you want instead is an adventure. You want an adventure. And an adventure necessitates that it's gonna be hard, you know, it's gonna be difficult. And saying that, it's different from experiencing it. Because, yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, adventure is difficult for sure. But when you experience the adventure for yourself, then you realize, oh, it's this kind of difficult. Yeah, it is this kind of difficult. It's the kind of difficult that, you know, cause you to lose sleep, cause you to really understand what is the core of a marriage. And it's not the things that I get asked a lot, you know. It's not the things that, you, for example, I'll give you a few examples. People put value on things that when you are in the thick of the adventure, you realize that thing that I put value on is not as big as I thought it was. You know, it's not, it shouldn't be at the top of my priority list, right? For example, okay, like example time. People put emphasis on, oh, she has to know how to cook. You know, that's very important. She has to know how to cook. Which is, yeah, it's a good skill to have, definitely a plus. But when you are dealing with difficulties in a marriage, that's not the number one thing. What's more important is her ability to listen, you know, her ability to or his ability to listen. I'm talking for both genders, by the way, not specifically for one. Ability to have a conversation about the difficulty itself. No, that turns out to be more important. Another example, people say, oh, he has to be 170 cm tall. I can't handle a short man. Well, yeah, I understand. You know, you have certain physical preference. You know, I understand. Not a problem. You know, not a problem. But again, when you are in the thick of the adventure, you start to realize that thing is not the number one thing that I should put on my list. Perhaps his kindness, you know, the way he treat women, the way she treats men, the way that he treats his kids, you know, the way that she treats her kids. That becomes more important. You don't see the physicality anymore in that moment. Because you realize, you know, short man or tall man, I want somebody who knows how to handle stress, knows how to handle tough situations. You know, when kids are yelling and screaming, what does he do? What does she do? That is more important. Another example. I'm just gonna give multiple examples as I go along, yeah? Another example, right? People say, oh, he needs to be wealthy. Aha, he needs to be, or she needs to be wealthy, either way, you know. But usually it's the guy lah. He needs to be wealthy, you know. That's gonna be the most important thing. Yeah, you know, to a certain extent, I can understand the value in that. But again, I'm gonna repeat this sentence over and over again. When you are in the thick of the adventure, when you are facing difficulty face to face, you start to realize having a lot of money, it's nice, but what's more important is knowing what to do with money, knowing how to manage money. Whether you have a lot or a little, you know, whether you have a lot or a little, how you manage your money, light years more important than how much your money is. Because really, you know, the size of your bank account doesn't determine the longevity of the money itself. You could have 1 million ringgit, but lose it in a day by careless spending. You know, you could have 2,000 ringgit in your bank account, but if you know how to manage it, you know the kind of lifestyle that's appropriate. You can live and more than just survive lah, basically, more than just merely surviving, you can live actually. You can live off of that because you have that managing your money skill, right? So it's those things that I'm reflecting upon, you know, those qualities that my wife has, those qualities that may not be obvious to you know, single people, because I mean, I'm not talking about just single people like you guys. I'm talking about myself as well. You know, when I was single, these things are things that, yeah, I thought about, you know, but even I can make mistakes in the priorities that I set. And now, after almost 10 years of marriage, I realize, huh, you know, these qualities that my wife has is more important than these qualities that I valued before. Now, I still value the qualities that I hold before. It's just that I'm changing the priority list. That's all. That's all. It's still valuable. It's still on the list, right? But I'm just switching the priorities, because I'm appreciating more the qualities that the non-obvious one, you know, the fact that I don't know I don't know how much I can share with you, because much of it is personal, and you know, I'm very private about my personal life. I want to keep it private, but I guess I can share this one. I can share this one, right? I can share this one. We can sit down and talk about difficult things. Yes, you know. And that's something that I never want to take for granted. Because I know, because I've been doing this job for a while now, and I know not all marriages have that. Not all wives can talk to their husbands, and not all husbands can talk to their wives. So the fact that I have that is something that I never want to overlook and take for granted. And she's here, you know, she's here with me in this adventure that we chose together. And it's tough, you know. There are times when, you know, tears are shed, and there are times when things are tough, stress and everything, the burdens that's on each of our shoulders. But at the end of the day, we can always turn to each other, you know. It doesn't make the adventure a piece of cake. It's still super hard, but it makes it meaningful. It makes all the difficulty that we bear worthwhile, meaningful. And yeah, in some way, I call it, like, in some magical way, it makes the heavy burden, it feels less heavy. You know, it doesn't mean that the load is off. You know, the load is still there. You know, if we go physical for a moment, if I'm carrying 20 kilos worth of a load on my shoulders, it's still 20 kilos no matter the situation, right? 20 kilograms is 20 kilograms. It's a fixed amount, right? But you know, having the ability to turn to each other, to support each other, to be there for one another, those 20 kilograms, it feels lighter, even though it's still the same 20 kilograms. It's not a physical thing, it's more of an emotional thing. You feel emotionally lighter, and weirdly enough, it makes it feel easier for you to carry that same amount of burden. It's such a funny, amazing thing that we have as human beings. It's just amazing how much a person's support and understanding, empathy, how much that can do to your ability to keep going. And yeah, as I'm speaking, we are dealing with quite a lot here. Even though we're here for only it's been only 1 month, so it's not, we're here for 6, so it's been 1 month. We have 5 months to go, but it's been tough adapting. It's been tough managing, you know, finances and all, but we are together. Yeah, we're together. I mean, I imagine, you know, probably 5 years down the road, once this adventure becomes a memory, right? We will look back and, you know, probably smile and laugh at the difficulties that we had, because you know, we had a meaningful run, you know, we had a meaningful run. That's what I imagine, love, 5 years down the road. So even though it feels sucky right now, It doesn't feel fun. I'm not enjoying it as much as I sound like I am. This is not like toxic positivity where, you know, it's all rainbows and, you know, petals of roses. No, keeping it real, you know, it sucks. It's painful at times. You get headaches thinking about things, but still, that support from each other, that makes the adventure meaningful. If we cry, so be it. We cry together. You know, we cry to each other. If, you know, we have the need to complain, we complain, but we only complain to each other. If we have the need to vent, you know, something's in stuck inside, and we think like we just want to let it out, scream or whatnot, we do it to each other. And that again, I think that makes the marriage more meaningful, because you realize that, oh, there's somebody that I can do that with, and nobody else, you know, nobody else. It's kind of like a special privilege that only your lawfully wedded partner is lucky enough to witness, if you are brave enough to share. Because another thing that is bugging me as the husband is that sharing the burden with my wife, that's difficult because I'm a man who holds truly tightly with Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'alan nisa from Surah An-Nisa in the Quran, where Allah said men are caretakers of women, right? We're the pillar of the house, basically, where members of our household can lean on us, right? So I'm holding on to that. I will never let that go. So much of the things that you know the family is going through, I'll take it upon myself. I'll find solutions. I'll solve problems at the same time. At the same time, you know, there has to be balance, right? There has to be balance in everything that we're talking about here. At the same time, acknowledging that, you know, this is not a solo journey. You know, this is not a solo journey. You're not Rambo. You're not a lone wolf. Because I understand that a man like myself has the tendency to go that direction. To think, you shouldn't carry this burden. Let me carry it all by myself. Because we made a promise, right? We signed this holy contract of marriage and made a promise that, you know, this adventure is one that we face together. Sure. I'm not going to go 50-50 on this, right? But I should lower my ego and open myself up to share some of it with my wife, right? Yeah, even though, again, it sucks. It's not a nice feeling, right? It's not a nice feeling at all. But I'm thinking, the marriage itself, it's one where, if you want to find out if it's strong or not, these kind of tests will show you that, right? Plus, if you keep it all to yourself, you know, again, non-gender specific, whether you're a man or a woman, keeping it all to yourself, you're not wired or created to do it all by yourself. You know, Prophet Muhammad had Khadija, you know, so he didn't carry the burdens all by himself, although he did carry a lot of burden, but he didn't do it all by himself, you know. So I shouldn't too. I can't let my immature ego thinking that, it's not manly to ask for help. No. The Prophet said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, to his wife Khadija, cover me, cover me. I mean, you can think to yourself, well, why didn't he cover himself up? You know, why ask for his wife to do that? Well, you know, that's the thing. You cannot call yourself a man without first acknowledging your humanity. And then as a member of this human species, knowing that you're weak, you know? Yes, you're strong in many ways, yeah, but fundamentally you're weak. Man or woman. And putting on a mask that shows that you're strong, but not really. In some situations, I get it. I get it. I understand. I do it too. In some situations, I can see the merit of doing that, in pretending that you're strong. But it shouldn't be done as a habit. Bear in mind, I'm not asking like people to now start crying all over the place, you know. Again, balance is key. Balance is key. We also need to maintain a sense of composure, right? Izzah is called upon when things get tough. You don't wanna break down sobbing and being the victim now, right? Victim mentality doesn't help. So what do you do now? What you do now is understand that marriage is a team effort. Shouldn't take it all by yourself. And understand that this is an adventure that we signed up for. You and your partner. And let's do this together, yeah? Let's do this together. Yep. That's it. That's it. That's all that I want to share. I'll return on other platforms to answer questions, to post videos and images online as I do. But right now, I'm just in this reflective mode. Which I like to be in from time to time, you know, because you need this moments of self-reflection, if not daily, at least once in a while, you know. That's all, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Bye.